It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with the Scott Howarth Band and Scott Howarth. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you doing today, Cal?
Going good. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You bet. Thanks for reaching out a little while ago. I know that can be tough out there, but I appreciate the email, and I'm glad that we're together here today.
Me too. Thank you.
Got a new song called Just Fine. We'll talk about that in just a second here, Scott. But why don't you introduce yourself to everybody? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure. Scott Howarth, hockey dad and musician. So I spend most of my time either at the rink or down here in my studio working on music. Doesn't leave too much free time, but those are my two biggest passions in the world, playing music and watching my son play hockey.
Nice, nice. How old is your son?
He's 15 years old.
Okay, great. So so he's well into his hockey career then, probably, is he? Or?
Oh, yeah. A few more years left, and hopefully he can start playing high school hockey once this all this COVID nonsense is done with.
That's right, exactly. How are you keeping? Everybody okay with you?
Yeah, not too bad. Going a little stir crazy. It's hard not having any shows lined up to look forward to. We lost everything we had last summer, obviously, as everyone else did, and just when we start to think we're going to get a little progress, we take a step back and things get postponed. But we'll get there. Just gotta keep a positive attitude with it.
Yeah, for sure. Where's home for you, Scott?
London, Ontario.
Okay, perfect. The CCMA Awards are coming to London this year, I guess.
They were here last year. I think they're in. Oh, sorry. The CCMAs. Yes, they are coming here. The CMAOs were here last year.
Right.
But yeah, the CCMA. Hard to keep track of them all.
There's a lot of country music in that province of yours.
It is. I think here in London, we might be the home of country music in Ontario, Ontario at least, anyway.
I hear you, for sure. Now, let's talk about this great new track of yours called Just Fine. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was. It's based on a real-life story. I mean, as most country music is, I was going through a tough breakup and was talking to a friend on the phone. They're like, you know, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And I hung up the phone and I kind of said to myself, like, yeah, just fine, like, you know, you're always telling that lie to yourself and that lie to people. You're hurting inside, and you try and put up that brave face for everyone else. And went and hopped in the shower after that phone call and wrote the chorus in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And then I called my my buddy Aaron Allen, who's nominated for a couple Country Music Association of Ontario awards this year, and said, hey, man, I think I'm onto something here. Let's get together and write this. And we just went down the path of all the things that we'd been through in breakups where, you know, you're doing fine and that song comes on the radio that reminds you of somebody, or, you know, you hear a song on the radio, it doesn't even be something that you're expecting. It's just so out of the blue, and it just kind of puts you back emotionally to being not just fine anymore.
Right. Aaron's a terrific guy, isn't he? I've talked to him before, too, and he's great.
Yeah, we used to live together about 20 years ago, I think, now.
Oh, wow.
It seems like a lifetime.
Cool. So where did you record it?
We recorded it with Sean Moore in Waterloo, Ontario.
Nice. And so I guess is it part of an EP then, or are you just going single by single here?
We're just going single by single this time.
Yeah.
Done CDs and EPs in the past with other projects I've been involved with, and just find that the demand's not really there, unfortunately, in this day and age, for a whole CD or for a whole EP to come out. Fans seem to enjoy getting more often released tracks instead of having to wait. So for the time being, we're just going to go track by track, and hopefully everyone keeps digging what we're doing.
Sounds good. So when and if we ever get to see you live, Scott, hopefully soon, what do we expect when you see you live?
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun, upbeat show, the kind of show you're gonna dance to. You know, we got some slow stuff in there to let you dance with the one you love, but you're going to leave feeling like you were at a party when you see the Scott Howarth Band.
Well, let's hope that party's real soon, I guess, hey?
Yeah, very, very soon.
For sure. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Scott? What's the best way for that?
You can find us everywhere. Facebook is probably our main one that we have most of our information on, and probably the easiest way to get in touch with us. But we're on Instagram, Twitter, and you can stream all of our releases on Spotify, Apple Music, and all of those digital platforms.
Perfect, Scott. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song, and we'll talk again as well.
Thanks so much for your time, Cal. I really appreciate it.
The Scott Howarth Band on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.